The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Simon Tierney is with me, his shopping trolley, Julie by his side. Simon, what's in it?
Cheesy crackers. Or lovely. Crackers that would go with cheesy things.
So not cheese-flavoured crackers?
No, not cheese-flavoured crackers. That would just be a cheese overload.
Yeah, do you think so?
Now, what we're missing here tonight is crackers. We're missing a glass of wine, really, because...
You're not doing dry January, are you?
Oh, God, I'm not. No, I'm doing wet January.
Oh,
not as popular.
No.
Not as many articles written about that in the newspaper, as I noticed.
You're an oppressed minority, really.
I am, yeah. So we've got three really nice but very diverse products, kind of running the gamut from posh crackers to cheap and cheerful crackers. We've got Jacob's Tuck. I mean, this is in every press in the country.
Oh,
I love Tuck.
Classic.
It's like a snack in itself. It doesn't need anything.
No, you don't need to put anything on these. And I notice you have to eat. I have to eat these in fours.
Yes.
If I open a packet of these, I go to an open packet. There's no taking one or two out.
Yeah.
You take them out in groups of four.
You can kind of eat them like Pringles.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, these are sour cream and onion. They are. You know,
they are. They're almost
Pringle
there.
Adjacent.
They are. Yeah. So then in the middle, we've got Ryvita Multigrain.
Mm.
You described them during the ad break as
a piece of cardboard, which is what
they really are.
These are just, you know what these
are?
They
actually look like cardboard.
They're a delivery system for the thing that you actually want to be eating.
Yep.
But you don't want to be like a caveman and just eat the cream cheese with a teaspoon.
Yep.
Or the hummus, or the avocado.
And I'm going
to
get
to you. So you put it on a Ryvita to pretend you're having a kind of a healthy snack.
Yeah, a kind of a vehicle for something greater.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just a delivery system.
But I'm going to get to, in a moment, I'm going to get to why that's actually a good thing.
All right.
That's €2.39. The Tuck, I don't think I gave the price, is the cheapest at €1.99. And then Poshy McPoshface, we've got Dunn's own brand, Fig, Date and Sultana crackers.
Well, Simon, give them their full title. Artisan.
Oh, yeah.
Fig, Date and Sultana
essential.
Crackers.
You have to have the word artisan there. Because when you put the word artisan on a product, means it's good.
And I noticed that the picture they have with them is some kind of cashel blue with fresh fig on top. No slices of Avonmore red cheddar.
No, indeed. Or a Baby Bell smashed on top of it.
Oh, lovely. Oh, delicious.
That's €3.49. So the Dunn's is 75% more expensive than the Tuck. Now, what's the big difference here, Kieran, right? Is that I love my Tuck, right? It was something that I would have put in my lunchbox, my Postman Pat lunchbox back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't. And I love blue cheese. I love Stilton. I love Cashel Blue, you know, with a bottle of red wine or something. My wife and I would often share something like that of an evening. But I would never put a blue cheese or a fancy cheese on a Tuck.
No.
And the reason is this, is because the Tuck is full of flavour.
Mm.
So it's kind of, it's going to mask the cheese. It's an overload. It's too much.
So what are you putting on a Tuck? Are you having it just raw? You're barebacking this Tuck?
Personally, I would have it raw. I mean,
right,
you could put a simple cream cheese on it, something that's really simple, that's not going to compete for
maybe your
for
red
flavor.
Cheddar that I mentioned.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
simple red
put
cheddar, your
cheddar
mild red cheddar.
Happy days, yeah. That comes to the Ryvita and the Dunn's, right?
Yeah.
When we would often make just some sourdough bread or something, but these are actually really good with wine, particularly the Dunn's one. Now, if you open that up, open up that box there in front of you, Kieran.
Yeah.
What you'll notice about
a lot of packaging.
What you'll notice about those crackers is that they're exceptionally thin. Really,
like a pack
really
of after
thin.
Eights.
Yeah, exactly. Like little slivers of cracker.
Yeah.
And I actually love that because when you're having a cheese night, a wine and cheese night, you don't want to fill up on the bread that's in the crackers.
Yeah.
You want to keep that space in your belly for the cheese. That's
yes.
the star of the show. You want the cracker to be the supporting character. Does that make
yes,
sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
That's the first thing about filling up. But the second thing that's really important is that they're bland. They should be bland. Now, the Dunn's one for me is it's really nice, but it's almost a little bit too much flavour. You can kind of get the fig there and stuff like that. I want the flavour to come from the cheese and from the chutney or the relish or the quince or whatever that you put on it.
Yeah. You get a figgy flavour off it, more so than
it's
the sultana.
It's subtle, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Very crunchy. It's made by a crowd up in Belfast called the Miller Bakery. I think it is very nice, I have to say.
It is nice, very crisp.
It's very dry though, so you're going to need a good chutney or relish to go on that.
What about the cardboard?
You're going to have to eat it.
Of corrugated cardboard.
You're going to have to eat it. Get in there.
So why do you think this is good, the cardboard?
Okay, I eat Rye Vita or own brand versions of Rye Vita, which are about half the price. All the supermarkets do own brand versions. I particularly recommend the Lidl one. It's really nice. It has more salt in it, so more
so
flavor.
Dry that it actually tastes dusty.
Yeah, but wait now, Kieran. You're always complaining about the way I present my dishes to you. The listeners don't... This isn't telly. Tell them what I put on the plate
there.
Yeah,
I've actually put some hummus.
Yeah.
Some lovely hummus to have with the...
And a spoon and a plate.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. You've excelled yourself.
So that... I mean, you're not going to eat a Rye Vita raw. Do you know what I mean?
No, no way.
You're not going to raw dog a Rye Vita.
God, no. One listener says, I like to raw dog a whole pack of Tucks. No cheese, no wine, no water even.
Oh, God.
The whole way through. How quickly could you do it, do you think?
I love that listener's commitment. I mean, not even taking a glass of water. He's like puritanical about his Tuck.
Four Jacob's cream crackers in a minute.
Oh, God.
Try that.
No. You wouldn't be able to speak for a week.
It's so difficult.
The archaeologists would be picking pieces of cream cracker out of your mouth 3 years later.
Yeah, it's so hard to do. It's so hard. It's amazing how quickly you dry out. Lads, put Nutella on a plain Tuck. Unreal, says Donal and Mayo.
That is a terrible idea. I'll tell you why, Donal and Mayo.
Sorry, Donal. Your opinion is wrong.
That's a crime against food. Because Tuck is full of salt. And then you're put, and if it's, especially if it's the, what is that one? The cream,
sour cream
and onion. You're mixing onion and chocolate together. Are you having a laugh?
Yeah. So, do you know what? For all my giving out, the Rye Vita's not bad with the hummus on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You see, you can't think of Rye Vita as a standalone snack. It always goes with something else. It supports
something.
Whereas
the hummus gets
else.
In the way of the Tuck.
It does.
It actually is in the it way. Does. I'm like, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Give me the Tuck.
It's also like, if you put hummus on a Tuck, it's like they're kind of enemies. They don't go together. Do you know what I mean? They're not friends. They're not bedfellows.
No, they certainly are not. And are any of these, you mentioned the Dun Stores, the artisan crackers, they're from Belfast?
They're made in Belfast by a crowd called Miller's Bakery. They're actually been expanding a lot over the last few years. They're kind of handmade up there. The Rye Vita is, I couldn't believe this actually. You know that muesli and granola company, fancy mueslis that you see in the supermarket called Jordan's?
Yeah, I was going to say Alpen.
With the Alpen! That's the same crowd that makes Rye Vita.
Oh.
Makes sense.
All
kind
right,
of multi-grains.
Okay, yeah.
And then the Tuck, of course, is Irish. It's made here in Dublin by Jacobs.
Delicious. Delicious stuff. Simon, one of our listeners is lamenting your topic of choice this week, lads, please. I'm on a diet and I love a bit of cambazola on a cracker.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I haven't come across that.
I had to Google it. Cambazola is cow's cheese combination instead of a French soft ripened triple cream cheese and Italian gorgonzola.
Gorgeous. Well, what we love to do with our charcuterie board night or antipasti night is to get a camembert and to put it in an oven proof dish and bake it in the air fryer for 10 minutes. And then you can dip bread into it. And
God,
it's like an immediate self-made cheese fondue.
Oh, just, do you want? Give me a teaspoon.
Yeah. With a glass of Rioja. Beautiful.
Simon, a delicious shopping trolley you brought with us. With you this week. I look forward to next week's edition.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.